It is National DJ Day.
Tell you what, I'm going to go out there and give you a big disc jockey style introduction, okay?
Are you a DJ?
I'm a professional amateur DJ.
I'm practicing my DJ work.
This is professional radio.
What you need is a professional disc jockey.
I don't care if you're a radio broadcaster.
Happy National DJ Day, everybody.
On the air in 3, 2...
Yo, let's DJ, drop that beat.
WQKX. WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
I got news for you. I'm not a DJ. There are no discs that I am jockeying. We'll talk about it coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Happy DJ Day. I know it doesn't matter anything to you. It really doesn't matter much to me. Are we really DJs anymore? I see no turntables. There's no vinyl here in the studio. There was when I started this career of mine back in 1977, but it's 2022. There's flat screens. There's touch screens. There's buttons we push that make the music happen. We are no longer DJs. Even that guy you have at your class reunion or your wedding reception or the corner bar DJ, he's not a disc jockey anymore either. If he's still playing CDs, he's way behind the time. They're all flat screen, just pushing buttons and making the software uploaded music play. But should we still call them DJs? Should I still call myself a DJ? Perhaps because National DJ Day sounds silly, like Squirrel Appreciation Day or Dress Up Your Dog Day, Cheese Lovers Day, which is also today, by the way. No, it's DJ Day honoring Alan Freed, the very first disc jockey. Not his birthday, not the first day he talked on radio waves. It was 57 years ago today that Alan Freed passed away. He is the father of DJs, the grandpa of them all, if you will. Some call him one of the fathers of rock and roll in the 1950s. He was also one of the first people inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. So that's pretty cool. So nowadays, and this actually happened to me at Evangelical Hospital last week when I was in for a surgical procedure. One of the medical staff said, "Are you a DJ?" And I said, "No, I don't jockey discs anymore. I talk on the radio and push buttons." He kind of got a kick out of that. But maybe just for today, I will call myself a disc jockey in honor of Alan Freed.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon. PBS is ending the Arthur series. Maybe your kids grew up on that cute little aardvark. We'll talk about that.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
PBS just announced that Arthur, the longest running animated kids show in history, will end next month with a 4-part finale that shows the characters as grown-ups. Yeah, aardvarks only live about 20 years, so this could get kind of heavy.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I don't know what to do. My phone just took a dump. Can okay. can you say that on the radio? My phone took a... No, you can't say that? Okay. Yeah, I got nothing, bud. What are we supposed to do? Like, if I needed to text you from up the hall, I can't do it now.
Well, I think text would work, but not... you can't email
me.
Oh, your phone is not connected to the world.
Yeah, what happened? It's a new phone.
But you shouldn't have bought a BlackBerry on the streets. We had to know that that wasn't going to work out.
Now I'm going to have to borrow my 84-year-old mom's flip phone. No, I...
Well, doesn't she have one of those spike phones or something with the big numbers?
I feel lost. I feel naked in the world.
Without your phone. Well, we're certainly connected these days.
Yeah.
You can't even tell that there's flurries outside without... You have to actually go outside now to see that.
What is up with that? Who wants to do that?
What's on the radar? Well,
see
that
black box over there? That's the only way people can get a hold of me right now. That's the toll-free line, 1-800-326-94KX. I don't have any other... Like, people texting me with birthdays and stuff. Nothing. It won't be on the air.
Not going to work, eh? So your phone's not online.
I feel alone in the world.
Well, buddy... Welcome to my grandparents, okay? That's how it goes.
All right. See you later.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
I'm not really sure what's up next because I have no phone. I have no Wi-Fi on my phone. I have no hotspot. I have no anything.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Attention, listener. You're more than halfway through January. It's okay to stop lying to yourself about making healthier choices.
Hey, come on now.
Please continue with your reckless lifestyle.
No, come on now. We're halfway through. I know what you're thinking. Wait, Morgan, it's the 20th of January. We are halfway through January, though I can tell you that. I'd like to say a little bit more than halfway. And most New Year's resolutions are dead already. That's sad. If I could mention yesterday where it was National Popcorn Day and I didn't eat a single piece of popcorn because my doctors recently told me that I shouldn't. Okay, Mr. Colonoscopy, I guess the popcorn's over. What else? I mean, I'm trying to eat healthy. Oh, spicy foods. No more spicy foods. I love garlic. I love onions. I love that kind of spice. I don't eat those extra hot sauces, Mexican food, and all that kind of stuff. I stay away from all that. But Italian food, yeah, manja manja. I'm not even Italian. I'm Irish. We should be eating everything bland, boiled in water till it has no flavor. Anyway, halfway through the month of January, I'd like to say I'm still on track. Hopefully you are too. Hang in there.
94.1 Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
I don't know what's going on with my phone. It's rebooting and I think we're going to be okay. So if you want to text me, you can. I'm also trying to post up on Facebook during the week of Betty. And it's not working. We'll get to it.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
We get by, don't we, huh? I think my phone is finally, you know, booting up. I think we'll have contact with the real world coming up in just a bit. We'll be able to continue on with the show thanks to Wi-Fi and technology. Besides our phones, who do we count on? Family or friends? New research shows that the American support system is family. Still, in fact, 74% say that family is their top support system, while only 69% say they're friends. Well, you're my friend, and you feel like family to me. News is coming up next, and we'll be back on the other side, family. Stay with us.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, viral comedy and heavy metal ABBA? Heavy metal ABBA. Mamma Mia, what's next?
WQKX. WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
We got not one, not two, but three viral comedy cuts coming up. Late night TV coming up. Birthday buddies and so much more. Best songs on the radio.
94.1 WQKX. In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, look this up later because some of them are very visual today. We have three cuts for you. Elon Musk has been inaccurately predicting self-driving cars since 2014, and someone has put together what they call a supercut.
Autonomous cars will definitely be a reality. A Tesla car next year will probably be 90% capable of autopilot. Like, so 90% of your miles could be on auto.
2014?
Yeah, for sure, highway.
Really?
Travel. Uh-huh. We're probably only a month away from having autonomous driving, at least for highways.
Oh, 2015.
And for relatively simple roads.
Okay.
Self-driving by the end of next year.
I feel very confident predicting
2017?
Autonomous robotaxis for Tesla next year.
Is that when they started crashing into each other and things?
Of achieving full autonomy and releasing it to the Tesla customer base next year.
Oh, next year.
When do you think Tesla will solve
but that
level
was 20,
four
FSD? Okay.
I mean, it's looking quite likely that it will be next year.
Oh, next year now. Okay. I hope it never happens because guess what? It's creepy. You know what's kind of creepy but kind of nifty? Heavy metal ABBA. His name is Seth Everman. He's a YouTuber and a heavy metal drummer. Nice white socks and sandals, by the way, Seth. Anyway, he's playing ABBA on the big screen
while he plays the heavy metal drums. Oh, he had to tune the drums too, so they'd sync up with the ABBA, but a real drum kit, heavy metal style. Mamma Mia, what is the world coming to? And you know how your big brother used to always pick on you? You can get back as a little brother, and even if the door cam is on, it doesn't matter. Drop off that soup, that big pot of soup that your mom made because big brother has COVID. He can't come outside to get it, so just leave it on the porch and ring the doorbell. And then do that on top of the pot of soup.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
That's just bad.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, something even badder. Seth talks about dry January in a way that you've never heard it talked about before.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
19% of adults are participating in so-called dry January, which is what your girlfriend experiences when you show her your Wordle score.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Thank you. Lynn Hall's in the house. Birthday buddy celebrities. Evan Peters is 35. X-Men.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of that, Danielle Cudmore is 41. He's also in the X-Men. He's Colossus. I like that
Colossus.
Name.
Colossus. Oh, yeah. That is a great name.
If I gain any more weight, I want to be called Colossus.
Colossus.
Is that cool? Anyway, Dwight from The Office is 56 today.
Goodness.
Rainn Wilson.
I love him.
He's such a scary nerd, but he's so lovable. I think my favorite episode was Demarcation of the Desk. Remember that one?
Sure. Mr. Davis, let me be right back. Yeah, something just came up. 2 minutes. Thank you very much. Dwight, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Just clearing my desk. I can't concentrate.
It's not on your desk.
It's overlapping. It's all spilling over the edge. One word, two syllables. Demarcation.
I just love that.
Two syllables,
demarcation. Because their desks are so close together.
Yeah, yeah.
Later in that episode, he puts pencils between them because the desks are so close. He has a life.
That kind of
geek works everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So think about where you work today and think about who that
your desk overlaps from someone else.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bill Maher from Late Night TV is 66 today.
Okay.
Paul Stanley is 70.
Ah. All right.
The star child?
Yes.
The star child.
Mm-hmm.
He's now on his third hip.
Really?
I just read that today. I just thought I'd
throw
it in.
Okay.
I mean,
if at first you don't succeed.
I guess. Unless he was born with three hips. I doubt it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Anyway, Eric Stewart, founding member of 10cc from the 70s.
Okay.
Love that band. He's 77. And get this. The second man to walk on the moon is 92 today.
Really?
Edwin Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz.
I always felt bad for him because he didn't get the... He walked on the moon.
He did.
It was always, Neil Armstrong and that other guy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we'll just take the camera off of Neil as soon as he gets down onto the surface. Who cares about the guy following him?
Yeah, I just...
Poor guy.
I always felt sorry for the Buzz.
Well, happy birthday, Buzz.
There you go.
Let's buzz.
Let's buzz over to the localist. We call them...
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Anissa DiCapria Sanduda. Love that name.
So do I.
Even with the hyphen, she's 47 years old.
Beth Subsick from Shemokin is 56 today.
Kurt Reed from Sunbury, 44.
Dylan Beaver from Sealands Grove, 25.
Happy birthday, Heather Kerstetter, 47.
Carol Criswell is 58 today.
Kenneth Klinger is 57 today.
Lori Washuda from Sunbury, 53.
Happy birthday to Martita Manello. She's from Winfield, 60 years old.
Mega Nelson, 37, happy birthday.
Nicole Alvarez from Sunbury, the nifty 50 today.
Tara Badman is 37 today.
Happy birthday to Tasha Troutman from Nori, 41.
Teresa Stroop from Mount Pleasant Mills, 58 today.
Timothy Phillips is 41 today. Happy birthday. I missed one yesterday.
Oh, no.
The girl that does this mess of a hair of mine, can I call her my beautician? Should I call them
Do
that?
They call themselves that anymore?
I don't know.
That was when we were growing up. I don't know.
Teresa Ulrich. I absolutely love her. One of her sons, Patrick Geyer, celebrated a birthday today. I didn't check my phone messages till afterward.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here's what we say. You could use our text club,
right?
But don't necessarily text Tom Morgan, because sometimes his phone is in his back pocket.
Just skip it.
So, Patrick, I'm sorry I missed your birthday.
Sorry about that.
You're a good guy. Use the good old-fashioned black
box
over there.
You can use that thing, the phone thing. Yeah, the thing.
Ford Fun Line. Yeah, you could always do that. We love to talk to you. You could use Facebook Messenger. You could text and snail mail, email, whatever.
Lots of things.
Many choices. Yes, many. So many. Because we do this every day. It's called
Birthday Buddies.
Yeah, it is.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
And there it is. We don't call it stupid news on this morning show. We think there's a lesson to be learned.
That's what we like to do, is give you a lesson.
Everybody likes to joke around at work, but some jobs you probably shouldn't. Like, for instance, if you're a police officer.
Oh, it's Morgan in the Morning.
But what if the highway patrol sends out a joke alert that was not supposed to be for everybody? Whoopsie! And there it is, next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right, we like to pull jokes, and we even like funny things when we're not responsible for them. You ever drive down the highway and that big blinky sign that PennDOT has up has something like misspelled and you kind of chuckle? Or when you get one of them alerts on your phone and it wasn't meant for you and it makes you chuckle? Well, picture this. The Missouri State Police accidentally sent a cell phone alert for people to look for the Joker from Batman. Seems like the Joker's car, the 1978 Dodge 3700 GT, which is an awesome car from the 1989 movie Batman, was driving around the streets of Missouri. Well, it wasn't, because there's no such thing as Gotham City, Missouri. Or is there?
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
That's funny stuff. WQKX. Very funny. I'm thinking of a new feature on this show, only on Facebook, where I post other people's typos or other people's social media boo-boos. Man, let me tell you, there's millions of those a day.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Super Bowl is coming. I don't want to be a spoiler because I can't. I can't predict who's going to be in it. I don't really care even. But the commercials, we love the Super Bowl commercials. I could play spoiler there.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love Megan Thee Stallion? Everybody who hears her funky rhythm, you know, that drop the beat kind of rap stuff, she's so cool. Yet her name, Megan Thee Stallion, is like, wait, do I say The Stallion? Well, I don't know. It's T-H-E-E. Do I say The Stallion? And then when you see her, you go, oh, unless she's singing, you're like, who's that again? Well, stand by. Here comes a Super Bowl ad that she's going to be featured in for Cheetos, where she's checking into a hotel and nobody knows who she is.
Hi, checking in?
Yep, it's me, Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, here you are. Just a couple questions. Any allergies, you know, like cats, dogs?
Nope.
And deer?
I'm sorry, what?
How about a fox, bear, water buffalo? What about a sloth?
A sloth.
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 Sloth allergies?
Yeah. No.
Great. This way.
Okay.
And one more thing. You're comfortable around crocodiles, right?
Yeah. A croc-a-what?
Yeah! A croc-a-what? But is she allergic to Cheetos? Just a little bit of a spoiler on a Super Bowl commercial that's coming.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Sure, news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next, but we continue to celebrate the week of Betty's.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's the week of Betty, and we've declared today Thirsty Thursday. We're going to have a Betty drink, a Betty White drink, coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Thirsty Thursday, we're calling it, as we celebrate the week of Betty, the week of Betty White.
I want a double vodka, and I want it now.
I thought you had a callback.
The part was already cast.
Well, I'm sorry, but you can't stay. Things are messy enough. Ravi's boyfriend showed up, and his mother doesn't know he's gay. The last thing we need is you barging in here, pounding down vodkas, and whining about some part you didn't get.
Why didn't they pick me?
Well, your accent was a bit inconsistent.
You should talk.
Rubbish, I was spot on.
Oh, you're British. You must be Joy's mother.
Quite so. This should be jolly good fun.
Betty White liked her vodka. There is no doubt about it. She played it into her various roles in various television shows, including Hot in Cleveland. Go ahead and Google the best of Elka, and it's a nice compilation of Hot in Cleveland. That show, streaming as well. But in a recent interview, Betty was asked what her favorite foods were, and she said hot dogs. She said she eats a hot dog or two every day, and her friends kept saying, you better eat healthier. Turns out they were eating their green salads and their fresh veggies and passed away. Betty outlived them all, eating hot dogs and drinking vodka. Well, when asked what Betty's favorite drinks were, she said two things. Diet Coke most of the time, but at least once a day, a vodka martini. And when they asked her, you know, straight up vodka martini, she did admit that she occasionally crushed the lemons a little heavy inside that drink and then rimmed the glass with a little lemon and then a wedge of lemon on the glass.
You didn't see this.
You didn't see this.
That would be Betty White pouring Jack Daniels on her breakfast cereal.
I'm not here.
Wait. The police are looking for you?
What police?
Love you, Betty White. WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Late Night TV on the way next. Jimmy Fallon, the CEO of Airbnb, is doing something really weird. And speaking of it, Seth Meyers talks about something weird that could be happening at your Walmart.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
The CEO of Airbnb said that he's going to permanently live in Airbnb properties and move to a new one every 2 weeks. Yeah, the CEO of Motel 6 heard this idea and was like, do not expect that from me.
Walmart is reportedly planning to create its own NFTs, and if you want to laugh, ask one of their greeters about it. I have no idea what that is. Maybe try sporting goods?
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, you got started with your work day. You're an adult, or are you? Here's the top five ways, first thing in the morning, you're going to act like an adult. Use an actual alarm clock. When your phone is your alarm, the first thing you do is look at it. So use an alarm clock to get out of bed. And then later, check your phone, social media, all that stuff. Start with 30 seconds of gratitude. Being thankful is good, you know? It's actually good for you. And it doesn't take long. Just 30 seconds. Get up, smell the air, take a look around, and be grateful. Number three, set a daily intention, or even better, three of them. Don't make them real big. Just easy things that you can accomplish throughout the day. Number four, believe it or not, drink a glass of water. It's simple and easy, and it gets healthy habits moving forward. I drink more than one, trust me. And number five, yeah, we had to mention exercise. It releases endorphins, which helps relieve stress. There it is. Be an adult. I'm feeling like an adult.
up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Still more Betty White tribute to come and our parting shot, which is television?
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Betty White Week. The Week of Betty, as we're calling it. Pretty cool. Today's Thirsty Thursday. Betty drinks. Betty does drink. You do know that, right?
Let me ask you something. What's the deal with old ladies in tracksuits?
It's simple. In your 20s, you dress for men. In your 40s, you dress for success. In your 80s, you dress for the bathroom.
And she was actually in her 90s. How about the episode
medication
where she was on her first date?
I'm an allopurinol man myself.
Ooh, goat. Somebody likes to party. Ever go to Canada for your discount base?
Do I? I'm on a first-name basis with all the border guards.
Me too. We should carpool next time.
Now that's old.
Is it possible that you are the perfect woman?
Well, I'd say it's very possible.
Your nerves are making you unpleasant.
Yes, but I can fix that by finishing this wine. You're still stuck with that hair.
That's not your joke, Elka. That's Winston Churchill's.
It's not stealing if you were there.
Gotta love Betty White.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, our parting shot. I am trying to learn internet TV.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans on the way next. I have to make a decision, but what subscription television thing to watch? NBC has their own called Peacock. And then there's Apple TV. I thought that was my telephone. We don't call them telephones anymore. We just call them phones. Some people call them your personal device. Stars? What is that? Showtime. Now, I've heard of that, but that's on cable. Oh, no. It's also by subscription? HBO. There's another cable name. No, this is HBO Max. How about YouTube Originals? My 84-year-old mom still calls it BlueTube. She's confused between Bluetooth and YouTube. I'm kind of becoming my mom because I don't know what the hell is going on. Netflix. That was the original. Everybody loved that. Now they keep raising the rates and there's more to choose from. Hulu was the big competitor. I wonder if they still are. But there's a Netflix Prime now? Then there's Disney. I'm not a big Disney fan to begin with, but there's Disney and Disney Plus. Now there's Discovery and Discovery Plus. Why don't I just subscribe to all of them? And I can watch them all at once on my giant screen TV mounted to the wall in my studio at home. That's what I'll do. And that's what Jimmy Fallon did last night. Our parting shot. What it would sound like if you logged into every streaming service at once. I like it.
WQKX. Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.